USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden is facing a flurry of criticism as new federal data released Wednesday show 40-year high inflation increased the cost of everything by 9.1% in June over last year. Colby Smith with the Financial Times spoke to CBS News.
It's having an absolutely major impact for Americans here. It's not just energy prices, it's food as well, and across most goods and services, frankly. So a report like this one is pretty disastrous, not just for Americans, but for the Biden administration as well.
A former CIA software engineer accused of the biggest theft of classified information in CIA history has been convicted at a New York City retrial. A jury reached a guilty verdict against Joshua Schulte on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
President Joe Biden traveled to the Middle East on Wednesday.
President Biden's trip to the Middle East is being met with staunch criticism from Republicans who say the president is there on an anti-Israel agenda.
His policies of the last year and a half has done so much to alienate our friends that he's desperately trying to repair those relationships. Biden has nominated anti-Israel officials. In his administration has consistently undermined our Israeli allies.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz speaking there. That audio courtesy of Fox Business. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Firefighters from Portugal and Spain to southern France and Croatia are battling wildfires scorching Europe amid an unusual heat wave. Portuguese authorities say more than 600 people have been evacuated and about 120 needed medical attention. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee is holding a hearing on abortion rights and access to abortion across the nation and the impact of the Supreme Court decision to return abortion regulation back to the states. Alliance Defending Freedom Senior Counsel Erin Hawley says that she believes Roe v. Wade was wrong about abortion and the Constitution.
Its reversal is a tremendous victory for life and for the American people. Roe cheated us of our ability to promote good policy, but Dobbs restores our opportunity to reaffirm motherhood and in so doing to empower women.
A gubernatorial primary is heating up in a battleground state.
As Michigan's countdown to its August 2nd primary now holds at less than 3 weeks away, a frontrunner is emerging for the GOP gubernatorial nod. Recent MERS News and Mitchell polling shows Tudor Dixon inching ahead of the pack. Three other candidates, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, and Garrett Soldano, are essentially tied for second. Ralph Rebant polled at 1%. James Craig, the former Detroit police chief, was bounced from the ballot for insufficient and invalid signatures on his nominating petition. He's running as a write-in candidate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Take our news with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you download your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.